This is Mike Naylor
on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, we're going to go to Ireland now because the Pope has been in Dublin yesterday, and later this morning he's going to the shrine at Knock before returning to Dublin to lead a mass in front of maybe 500,000 people in Phoenix Park in Dublin. One of our regular contributors to the programme is Stephen Fletcher, a Hertfordshire lay reader in the Church of England and the Church of Ireland. And he joins us now from Kilrush in County Clare on the West Coast. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Good morning.
So what have the Irish papers and media made of the Pope's visit?
I think, really, it's rather a muted response. Nothing like it was in 1979 when Pope John Paul came. And I feel that, really, the responses that we're getting now are more considered. And obviously the faithful are there. At 6 o'clock this morning, a coach left the Market Square in Kilrush to take a group of faithful pilgrims to Phoenix Park for the Mass this afternoon. And so that is still underlying the faithful and the community in Ireland. But I feel that really a lot of how it was in 1979 has changed.
Do you think that's because maybe either the church is not held in such esteem, and particularly because it's been harmed with these abuse scandals, or that this man doesn't have the charisma of Pope Paul John II, and therefore we don't know so much about him? He's also not speaking very much English, and he doesn't have the charisma, and he's not as revered, therefore, as some of his predecessors.
No, I don't think it's so much to do with charisma. It's to do with just a change in the position that the Catholic Church finds itself in Ireland because of the scandals. And they've been well listed and they're well written about. And it's really affected people who previously had just respected the priest. You know, the priest was the number one in the village, you know, above the guard, the policeman or the school teacher. You know, it was always the priest. And that faith, that trust has been broken, I'm afraid.
How can that trust be regained and the respect won back?
Well, I think there are signs of that. And I see that in the signs of the local bishops, particularly I've heard the Bishop of Limerick and I've heard the Bishop of Killaloe, who are both local to the West Coast here. And they seem to have a certain humility. And they are admitting and they are looking to see how this can change. And I think the change will come from the bottom up. It's very interesting that the Pope has spoken very, very clearly against what he calls clericalism, which is the sort of the establishment of priests and bishops on a separate level to the lay. And he's very much against that. And it seems that he's having now to almost battle with the curia, the people that run the Vatican on this. If we say that there is no hierarchy, then of course it leaves all the people in the Vatican in an odd position. But he's very much coming out against that.
Stay there, Stephen. We'll come back to you. Now, Joanna Hale and her husband Paul, who live in Amersham, have travelled with their friends Sam and Lewis from Chesham to Ireland. And Joanna joins us now. Good morning. You're in Dublin still, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
So what was it like? You were able to catch a glimpse of the Pope yesterday and get quite near to him?
Yes, we were near Dublin Castle when he arrived there. But I was at the wrong place, but Sam and Lewis were in the right place. I had a glimpse then. Then in the afternoon, as we walked up towards Croke Park, we saw the Pope going past in O'Connell Street. And where in the morning it had been really empty and really quiet, very unusual, unusually quiet for Dublin. In the afternoon, as he arrived, there was great excitement and crowds lining the route and waving with great enthusiasm.
And Joanna, why did you and your husband and your friends want to go there?
Okay. We're all committed and practicing Catholics, and we've been involved recently in helping prepare young couples and slightly older ones for marriage in the Catholic Church. And that's been a great joy for us. And the whole subject of the World Meeting of Families is about how we can share the great joy of our teaching on marriage and family life. So when it came up, we booked back in, I think, in September. and so have been really pleased to learn more about the Pope's letter that he wrote recently, the Joy of Love, and how we can make that real for all families.
You weren't inside Croke Park, though, last night. Were you able to watch that on television?
Oh, we were at Croke Park.
Oh, you were?
We had some great seats down on the pitch. So we saw the Pope. We were at the corner where the Pope came in. So that was very exciting. And the programme of music and dance was great. Before the Pope came in, there was lots of very Irish things, including a fabulous river dance set. And then after the Pope came, as well as more dancing and singing, there were some lovely reflections from families around the world where they weren't sort of the perfect nuclear families, which people say, well, it's okay for them following church teaching. It's families who'd struggled with real difficulties to live their life faithfully. Mm. And to follow the Lord.
So you enjoyed Andrea Bocelli and Daniel O'Donnell and Dana and Moya Brennan and those musicians as well, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was great.
So you're going to the Mass, the big Mass in Phoenix Park. Now, people are estimating somewhere between the region of 500,000 and maybe 1 million people. So are they providing seats for you? Or have you got to take your own?
I think that they're not providing seats. And given that it's been raining heavily for quite a while now and is due to rain heavily all morning, I'm not sure the ground's going to be great for sitting on anyway.
Yeah.
But we will be heading off just after to midday and hope to be there.
Now, obviously, the Pope is the spiritual leader of 1.3 billion Catholics around the world. He is a real figurehead. There's no doubt about this, and his predecessors always have been. But there is a danger that some people might think people are worshipping the Pope rather than God and Jesus. What do you say to that? Why has he still got this hold on people?
I think people are showing great reverence for the Pope. And just as when Pope Benedict came to England, beforehand, there's a lot of negative publicity. But when you meet the Pope or get closer to him, you realise that he's a man of great holiness. He has got to grapple with some really difficult issues, and he hasn't always done that well. Nobody ever does. But nevertheless, I think the power of his love for Jesus Christ and for the flock that the Lord has committed to his care, it shines through, and people can see that.
And do you feel moved so far by your visit and have felt, you know, a spiritual experience and maybe a bit closer to God?
Oh, very much so, yes. Yes, it's been great to see. Going to church week by week in your own church, that's great, and I'm very fond of my parish family. But it's when you come to an event like this that you realise we're the Catholic Church, the worldwide Catholic Church, and that's that just makes you realise that there's more to life than our very comfortable middle class rolling hills of Chesham and Amersham.
All right. Well, it's been fantastic to have you on the programme, Joanna, and lovely to talk to you and great to hear what you've had to say. Pleasure. Joanna Hale from Amersham. So enjoy the Mass and stay safe and stay dry if you can in Phoenix Park in Dublin later today. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Stephen Fletcher's still listening to that in Kilrush on the west coast of Ireland. I guess he sums up what most of the Catholics who will have been to see the Pope this weekend are feeling, wouldn't you say?
I think so, yes. Amongst the faithful, he is still a very strong figurehead. It's interesting that, you know, he is trying to change the image a lot. When he drove from the airport, it was quite incongruous, really, because you had this whole motorcade of large black German limousines and minibuses containing all the people that have to travel with him, the security people and all the rest. And in the middle of it was a small blue medium-priced car, as Top Gear would call it.
Built in Russia.
I'm not sure where. It was Skoda. Anyway,
yeah.
Skoda. A Skoda Rapid. And that was what he chose to drive in.
Nothing wrong with Skodas. Probably got a VW engine in, though, I guess. Stephen, you want to quickly close, we must move on, with an Irish blessing.
I think that would be appropriate. It's a blessing that I like using both here in Ireland and in England. So it's an Irish blessing that many of your listeners will have heard. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Stephen Fletcher, live from Kilrush on the west coast of Ireland. Before that, Joanna Hale in Dublin and Helen Jones, also in Dublin.
On FM, AM, digital and online.
This is Mike Naylor
on BBC Three Counties Radio.